top stories on ABC News, former Deputy Prime Minister and Nationals leader Tim Fischer has died. The 73-year-old had been battling acute leukaemia for the past decade. Mr. Fischer passed away peacefully last night, surrounded by family at the Aubrey Wodonga Cancer Hospital. Millions of households could be hit with blackouts if ageing power plants aren't propped up. The Australian energy market operator has painted a bleak picture for Victoria in particular, warning plants being repaired need to be online for peak periods. The forecast for New South Wales warns more than 700,000 households could be hit with blackouts if investment isn't made. NRL player Jack DeBellin has withdrawn his legal challenge to the code's no-fault stand-down policy. His lawyers have told the federal court in Sydney there was no point in proceeding, as a decision would not be made before the end of the season. DeBellin was suspended in February after he was charged with five serious sexual assault offences. He's due to face trial in March. And batsman Marnus Labuschagne will replace Steve Smith in Australia's team for the third Ashes cricket test against England, starting at Headingley tonight. Smith has been ruled out with concussion. Paceman James Pattinson is expected to return to the side after being rested from the second test at Lord's.